Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to the SmackDown preview. I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, joined by another jolly boy, Michael Hamblin from What Culture, to look ahead to tonight's episode of Friday Night SmackDown. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and YouTube. Our new daily wrestling podcast where we not only review SmackDown, but also the show formerly known as NXT 2.0. AEW Dynamite, AEW Collision, pay-per-views, premium live events. We have interviews, roundtable discussions, and a roundup of the week, complete quiz, of course, on WrestleCulture.
Can't wait for that.
As I said, though, joined by Michael Hamblin to look ahead to tonight's episode of Friday Night SmackDown. Do you mind just... Sorry, thanks. It's a draft. come on, what are we doing here? Where are we? Where is it? Yeah. Not that one. Looking ahead to SmackDown tonight. I'm a bit excited.
I'll send you that video.
What's that?
I'll send you the video I just took. If you want to put it on socials, that's up to you. It's Friday, isn't it?
It felt like I needed more today.
Yeah, no, I get that. I wasn't just
standing and saluting. Kicking up to the next level.
That's fair. That is absolutely fair. Because this is draft season. It's different gravy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to extend a conversation we were having in the office before we came up here, as we often do on these podcasts.
Yes.
And say that my first concern occurred when I saw the card for Elimination Chamber Perth. But I was understanding of it because two Elimination Chamber matches were set to go along. You actually don't need a flabby undercard.
Mm-hmm.
Rhea Ripley was destined to be the main event. So it looked small, but it's like, well, here are the reasons why. Then I got to learn about the beautiful Western Australia.
Oh my God. But
it's gorgeous coastlines and like a little bit of Canberra in my life.
Five of them, apparently.
A little bit of Sydney by my side. A little bit of neighbours is what I see. Home and away while I eat my tea.
Hey.
There you go. So I thought that's not loads to build to on television, which is like what I always say. Like, I understand how important wrestling matches are to wrestling. But like, honestly, and I say this, like, I know I've eaten a bit for this over the months and years, but like, the build lasts longer. You put more time and effort emotionally into the build than what you get in the payoff.
Mm-hmm.
The match is vital. The build, I would argue, as a viewer who watches every single week, who watches every single minute, and the people that listen along to these podcasts know, can often be just as important. It's subject to just as much analysis, if not more. And I have to say, the build to Backlash reminds me a lot of the build to Elimination Chamber in this regard, in that there's not much of it.
Mm.
There is not a great deal of it. If you remember during Elimination Chamber, the excitement was mainly around what had kicked off in Vegas and what was going to be happening on the road to WrestleMania with Elimination Chamber almost. It wasn't like an island unto itself, but it was just here's how the last putting together of the puzzle for WrestleMania. Backlash is going to be hot. Obviously, the crowd in France are going to be amazing for it. The big matches, of which we're going to cover at least one of them here, has got a bit of juice to it.
Mm-hmm.
But WWE is all about the draft.
Yes.
WWE is all about what the rosters are going to look like. WWE is all about big storylines that feel like they're all set to pay off at different shows. Now, sorry, I will get to the point I'm trying to make. Now, that's all well and good, but if every show is going to take this model that takes place out of the United States, well, newsflash, there isn't one in America till SummerSlam. So what shows exactly are we built? Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
So if we say, for example, Drew McIntyre, I think is a good example, because as we're recording this, the Clash at the Castle tickets are absolutely flying out at, frankly, outrageous prices. But that's going to be sold out probably by the sound of my voice. You're not going to be able to get a ticket to the Hydro. And Drew McIntyre is going to be a big part of the market, and one would assume for that show, they may run...
If they sign him to a new contract.
Well, indeed. They may run a Summer of Punk angle that I first pitched on the news when we were covering this back in wherever it was. Good for them for watching the best wrestling content out there. Other wrestling videos are available if you can cope with the presenters. but the fact is, very quickly, and I'm saying this as somebody that like loves this product for the most part, you will start to see the fix. You will start to see... Well, yeah, but if it's going to be like four or five matches and they're only going to build like two of them at a time, when is Drew Punk or Drew Damian Priest? You're getting Jey Uso versus Damian Priest now, but when is that big Usos reunion versus the Bloodline? I'm not against, use a soundless example, I'll board listeners to death with it, but I'm not against like showing you what is one day the obvious match and then waiting a fair while to actually give you that match. But... you can't pause the rest of the product to do it. And there's a balance that I this is not me trying to build a case. I'm not trying to do an Adam Wilborn say in a year's time about like saying that like WrestleMania...
Feels good, let me tell you.
WrestleMania 40 might have been the peak rather than just the beginning of the new era. But I do have my first concerns about how you kind of like put these two disparate things together.
Mm. No, I understand that. I get where your concerns come from. And I agree with you to a certain extent. In terms of, they have been held in a bit of stasis, you know, the big explosion post-WrestleMania, and then I think this, they're waiting for the after the draft to shake things up a little bit.
I'm welcoming the draft. I said this on the Raw review. I don't think it was a particularly good Raw, but the draft's a work, brother. They didn't need to, like, run a bad episode to be like, yeah, we need to switch these rosters. You know, this is getting a bit stale. Don't worry. Uncle Triple H is coming. He's going to fix the mess.
But, yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of stuff coming off from the draft.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's one of those where I can understand almost WWE don't want to start storylines in case people go, oh, that looks class. Oh, it's not actually happening because they've changed plans or changed brand or whatever. Do you want me to run you through the WWE draft rules?
Yes, please.
Per WWE social media accounts a couple of days ago. On SmackDown, there's going to be four rounds with 16 total picks. That's four in each pick. I'll work that one out.
Oh, very good.
And Raw, the six rounds, 24 picks. Mm-hmm. Again, four picks each round. Champions on each brand are protected. Mm. So no movements for Cody or Bayley or Becky or, you know. Damian well, Priest. Unless you are the women's tag team champions, they're eligible. But I suppose that's because they're defended on both brands, aren't they?
In Continental in the US or not?
Not as according to IMI. Right.
I don't love that, by the way, as a detail, but fine. Like it's, I think it's... anyway, yeah, carry on, sorry.
SmackDown pick first on Friday, Raw pick first on Monday, and rosters lock Monday, May 6th. So there's a weird week and a bit.
So I know you've just explained the rules, and now I'm going to be like, Dad, can you explain the rules again? So SmackDown tonight, the SmackDown GM stands in front of a podium. Picks or
whatever his name is,
I can't remember. Stay tuned. Are both GMs there picking? Is there anyone going to Raw tonight, or is it just SmackDown picking for SmackDown?
No, it's Raw and SmackDown.
Both
SmackDown
nights.
Get to pick first tonight. Raw gets to pick first on Monday,
but it's still 16 and 24 both nights.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right. Yeah. I might think now.
No.
That was hard for me to wrap my head around because that's how the other drafts have gone. But then I think this might have been an hour. Internal slackers. There's a graphic, isn't there, of all the heads of these in which.
Oh, yeah, I've got the pool for you here.
Have you? Can you slide that laptop round? I know the listeners won't be able to see.
Do you want me to just read through it? Because it's not a huge. I mean, there's one that, I mean, if I'm picking, bang for your buck. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. I love Sheamus, Seth Freakin' Rollins, Randy Orton, Bianca Belair. But if you get the chance to draft the Bloodline,
Which technically includes The Rock and Roman Reigns.
According to Wikipedia, includes the Rock and Roman Reigns.
Yeah, I'm probably taking
You get the five people. One of them's Paul Heyman, but you get five people in that.
I'm taking the Bloodline.
So, right, I'll run you through.
I remembered last year I was doing that when me and Sidge did our... Remember you were overseeing mine and Sidge's
draft?
And I tried to spot every single time where I basically get like more, not necessarily quantity than quality, but both. So I was like, oh, I'll take... tag team champions, Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. Because it's like, well, you've got whoever they face, and then you've got a singles feud straight off of it. Like, yeah. Go on.
So in alphabetical order, according to this Wikipedia thing, and I've sort of checked this to a bit against other websites. The pool for night one, AJ Styles, then as a duo, Alba Fire and Isla Dawn, Alpha Academy, still classed as Gable. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he hasn't split them. He's just bollocked them.
Yeah.
Andrade, Bianca Belair, The Bloodline, Braun Breaker, Cedric Alexander and Ashanti the Adonis, Ivar, Jey Uso, L.A. Knight, Liv Morgan, Nia Jax, The O.C., Randy Orton, Ricochet, who's in the final of WWE Speed, by the way. I've been keeping an eye on that.
Right. Thanks.
Seth freaking Rollins, Shayna Baszler, Sheamus, Zoe Stark.
So SmackDown get the first pick tonight.
Mm-hmm. They're going to pick the Bloodline.
Are they though?
Well, we'll get to a bit of their punishments a little bit later on, maybe.
Well, and this is a potentially good right. So I listened to all of them, and immediately I went right. If you're a GM, your number one picks from that list are the Bloodline and Bianca Belair. If I'm a GM,
yes,
and I don't get one, I want the other. That's like you've got your number one pick in your head, and you know you're going to lose at least one of them. That's where my head goes, and then I would say the next one underneath that is Seth Rollins, but. Away from just like predicting the draft tonight, is there a nice detail where you could have the SmackDown GM, can't remember his name, stay tuned. First draft, Bianca Belair. And it's like, well, that's class. She's mint. You want her on your roster. But the Bloodline, wherever they are, there's a locker room camera on the Bloodline, sat with the SmackDown Progressive Insurance Autobot. Like that, and it's because maybe the SmackDown GM, as he said last week, is kind of sick of their antics. But then it almost dares Adam Pearce to like bring that trouble to his door, doesn't it? What if the Bloodline are suddenly Monday Night Raw entities because they're this new Bloodline, and Adam Pearce is like, well, the maths check out. Theoretically, I'm getting The Rock and Roman Reigns if I'll slow play this, even if right now I'm stuck with Solo Sikoa in a rented suit and Tama Tonga and Paul Heyman. I wonder if Adam Pearce might draft them when the SmackDown GM doesn't, and as a bit of a parting shot, like the Bloodline cause chaos on tonight's SmackDown as a result.
There's a thing, isn't there, with the NFL draft where you can like trade picks. So you can say, you know what, you get our first round pick.
Yeah.
Wonder if, there's been a negotiation of like, okay, you can have the Bloodline. Mm. They're a nightmare, but they're a big deal.
Yep.
But I'm going to need two picks or something from Monday's draft or whatever.
WWE did a version of that once. I don't know if you recall. It was part of the draft lottery in 2004.
Oh my God.
Where your ball's in a tumbler, that whole deal.
Yep. And I missed the tumbler.
And...
still think they should use it for the Royal Rumble numbers.
SmackDown Drew, as you may recall, Triple H, spits the water out backstage. The Raw roster are like, no, hey, goodbye. And then Eric Bischoff is like, what? And then days later on WWE.com,
remember what
Eric Bischoff was like, please give me back Triple H, please, I'll do anything. And he was like, you can have the Dudleys, you can have Rob Van Dam and Booker T, just please, I'll give you more if you want. And SmackDown, I'm like, deal, idiot. So they just got like, so, and WWE was telling you, like, he's worth a minimum of four. Yeah. Like, Eric Bischoff would have offered more just to get that game back.
Do you remember that year when they were like, I haven't really got any big draft moves. Just put Cena on both brands each night. And he rips off his shirt. Oh, bloody hell, I'm on bloody Raw again now. Here we go.
Music hits twice.
Wow! Bring that back.
JC Jane gets drafted 100 times.
Well, we'll get to NXT call-ups. Yes, we will. We're going to play a game for that in a minute. But that just reminds me of when I was in school and everyone was like, Pokemon cards. Everyone was getting Pokemon cards. And it's the usual thing of like, I don't know, we had Pogs and football stickers. I remember the two.
Pogs were big at school
for me. The two goated ones.
Brian, you know, please put our faces on Pogs. Oh my God.
I want to be a slammer.
You know, do you remember Pogman?
Yeah.
He was a wacky little he was like, I bloody love Pogs, me. What are you? I don't know. Do you eat the Pogs? Like they came off milk bottles, I think. I believe that's Pog law.
Pog man. I thought in my head he was a bit like Captain Caveman.
Captain Caveman, Tasmanian Devil, arms, legs, a face, tongue. Have you, what is the show that my kids used to watch that Eric will one day be enchanted by? Oh, God. I'm going to think of it in a second and then... You can Google it. Keep talking. I'm going to have to Google it because I think they've nicked Pogman and they've turned it into like a Netflix phenomenon. And it's got like one word. It even sounds like Pog, I'm sure, in my head.
Basically would build a stack of these little paper circles.
Sure would.
And you'd have to throw your slammer down at the Pogs, and any that landed face up were yours.
Did you have the thing at school? So at our school, Pogs were deemed like too lame, right? And a boober, that's it.
Oh, yeah.
Google boober if you've never seen boober before. Hang on. I'm like, mate.
I was trying to autocorrect. 1 second.
Mate, your Pogman. They've just put you in Pogman's WrestleMania gear.
Right? Is it him? This little freak.
There he is. He just causes nout but bother. He's in Pogman's white WrestleMania gear, right? And he's got like a mate that's a rat or something. And they just get up to... He doesn't speak. It's like... Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, he's got a hedgehog and ratatouille and a parrot.
He just gets up to... Anyway, I think he's like Pogman 2K24. But so at our school, early days, Pogs, the paper Pogs themselves were for collectors.
Uh-huh.
And they weren't really for playing with. It was deemed... Basically, it was WCW to the Slammers WWE, right? So straight away, people just upgraded to playing Pogs exclusively with the Slammers, or as they were known in Pogland, Keenies.
Ah!
That word, right? So it was all Keenie games. And at this point, you're basically playing with poker chips every day.
Mm-hmm.
And they got banned once and for all. Do you remember the Chubba Chups brand of Pogs?
Yes, I do remember.
Do you remember the metal Slammer?
Oh.
The Shredder. Remember it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It got banned when you were playing like a 10-on-10 slammer game and those shredders were going to hit people in the eye. that was it.
Conkers went away that way as well.
There was briefly a rule where it was like, right, we're setting a new rule. You can bring in 5 Pogs and 1 slammer. So all of a sudden, people are walking around like they've just won like 50 grand in Vegas. Won them all. It's like, well, wait a minute. Everybody's got 50,000. That couldn't be legislated. So they were just shoot banned. It was a great time though.
Yeah. It's really about Pogman here. Also, I was just looking at Boober, and Boober has reviews.
Okay.
I love the people that spend the time.
Yeah.
Like, I don't dedicate a good portion of my morning leaving a 1-star review for Boober. I don't know what Sparrow, I assume that's a production company, was thinking making this Naked Yeti a TV show. Just delete it already. Season 1 was by far the worst season.
It doesn't get like, I've seen a lot of Boober as background noise when my kids are a bit younger. It's not got a linear plot. Like, you're not getting to the end of season 2 and being like, oh my God, the rat's just fallen off the shelf in the classroom. Yeah. Is he going to get back up?
Season 1 was by far the worst season. Giving Boober claws and destroying innocent people's houses. I don't know who would want this mischief doing I don't know who would want this mischief-doing monstrosity teaching children to put electronics in the oven. Not to mention, it's also teaching children to eat flowers, shake up fizzy drinks. I mean, that's bad. Yeah. Eat bananas whole, play with sharp tools, play on top of ladders, rip paper out of books, eat paper, spit it out, stomp on fruits and veggies.
Yeah, let me make it clear. Boober's patter, but he's trouble.
Yeah.
He does...
Drink shampoo, eat chalk, and buy cardboard boxes. Even touch fire, which, if you didn't know, is really dangerous. Sorry, who's reading this review but also going, Jesus Christ, fire's dangerous. Who knew this?
Boober doesn't follow the rules, Will Bonnie makes them.
Michael Havlett, this concludes. Can you tell me with a straight face that this is something you'd want your precious children watching? Like, if you agree.
I can tell you with a square one that's goated. Like, he's annoying, and his noises remind me of the noises I imagine Pogman would have made upon getting a fresh new batch of milk caps. You know WWF made Pogs for a bit?
Yes.
Like, I never got them. They were advertised in the magazine, and they had the American price on, so I couldn't get them. Them and the red Shawn Michaels biker gloves that only ever had the American price on. I desperately on the heart shaped sunglasses. Yeah, as well. Couldn't get them.
How? Why are we talking, about?
I can't remember.
Pogs. Oh yeah, Pokemon cards.
Pokemon. Yeah, yeah. I was too old for Pokemon.
So
cards.
We got in school. Everyone's like Pokemon cards. What's this? Pokemon cards. What is it? Just a picture of some freaky little animal on a card with some numbers written on it. I'm not doing that. By the end of the day, everyone's going to the corner shop to buy the Pokemon cards. And I was like, obviously, I'm a sheep. I'm going to go along with this. Open the first one up. Boom. Zapdos, baby. Zapdos straight out the gate.
Day one Zapdos.
Yeah.
And this lad. Kind of the first guy to get Zapdos.
This lad at school would not stop pestering me for Zapdos.
For a swap.
He went, can I have Zapdos? And I went, no. He looks class. It's an electronic bird. It's a Pikachu, but can fly, so go ahead. And in the end, he gave me all of his Pokemon cards for Zapdos.
Yeah. I'm going to use this.
And he was like, I got Zapdos. And I was like, cool, let's have a fight. You're one Pokemon against my army. Oh, guess what? Who wins?
I'm going to use this platform, small as it is, right now. Actually, what I'm saying is SmackDown Preview Podcast. I'm going to use this platform, enormous as it is, to...
Imagine training him up. Mad bastard.
Oh, my God. Can I borrow the laptop a second?
Yeah.
I'm going to...
Careful what you do.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to knock any recording off.
No, I just meant, you know, don't open certain...
Oh, windows. Right, okay, no tabs, yet.
Yeah.
Don't...
I didn't do that, I think that's...
Oh, right, yeah.
I think someone's probably hacked my computer or anything with that one.
Don't look at the screen while I Google these two images, okay? I want to apologise to a lad that I got on really well at school with who was a wrestling fan, so there's a slim chance he was way more intelligent and cultured than I ever could dream to be. So he probably is not listening to this podcast. I always thought he was above me in every regard. But then, I think intellect-wise, he'd match up with Sige, and Sige loves the game, so maybe, he's stuck with it. I don't know. But, Luke Brockett, if you are out there in the world, mate, I would love you to reach out to me over social media or contact us through work or whatever. I'd love to have a conversation about the old days. You had great wrestling takes, and you were, crucially, to me, and you'll remember this, Luke, if you are listening, you were there when... Everybody else stopped watching. So, we still had new generation conversations, even when, nobody was in. And then the Attitude Era comes back around and we'd sigh to each other and be like, oh, yeah.
We did the hard yards.
Indeed, we did the hard yards. And then all of a sudden, you'd be like, in come the bloody Wilborns, who just like The Rock and Chris Jericho and all the loud colours. It was good. But, and you knew that it would all drop off again and then we'd still be talking. So, was with Luke all the way into sixth form and then we parted ways. I'm pretty sure he went to, one of, the really top unis. I'm sure he ended up in London, making a great six. I loved him.
Yeah.
Loved him. We just lost touch and that was that. So, Luke, if you're listening or anyone that knows a Luke Brockett in London, I hope he's well. I also want to apologise to Luke, because Luke had a couple of brothers, and very briefly we lived near each other, only a short time, young, I'm talking sort of 6-7 years old, and I've lived with a guilt for a lot of years, and I never knew the time that this would sort of spring forth on this podcast, and here we are.
Whatever helps.
Luke, and your brothers, Chris and James, I think, I apologise to all three of you, because when Wilborn started talking about what he wouldn't trade his Pokemon card for, trade that I made as a child came into my head. It was during the time that the Lex Express was traversing up and down the nation of the great United States of America. And Lex Luger, briefly, he burned bright, but he burned out in WWE as top star. But I was there on the street, figuratively swinging it about, going guys, I've got the Lex Luger figure. Naturally, Luke and his brothers. swap. I'm listening.
Oh, no.
We've got, Sergeant Slaughter. I haven't. And I was mad into collecting the figures. So when you could knock one off, it was at the point where, you could knock one off. Great. Not like that. I covered The Undertaker in Tipex after the Royal Rumble 94. Tipex, right? But if you could, delete one from the collection that you were missing, because I used to write them all down and have little ticky boxes when we'd go to car boot sales, I was that kid.
Thank God
this job existed, by the way. needed Slaughter. Got need. I mean, look, if you want me in the USA, Lex Luger, I can't give you Lex Express, but I can give you the man himself, and maybe he'll win the title at SummerSlam. And Luke and his brother's like, yeah, we're 100% in. So the trade takes place, and I get Slaughter in my hand. And I didn't know the phrase buyer's remorse as a 7/8-year-old, but I think I was seeing it in the eyes of the people that just received Lex Luger, because I walked home with that.
Oh, look at that.
Having given away that...
I think I've got a button for this.
Does he have no conscience? Does he have no heart? with your hand on soul, you son of a bitch.
I traded the Galoob non-movable. At a push, you can do two headlocks. Lex Luger.
Look, he's pointing with one hand and he's got fist with the other.
For a moving slaughter in his heel gear with his hat, with his point, with everything.
Out.
He was immediately in my Intercontinental title picture, having replaced Luger, who, by the way, sorry, my WCW figures were the jobbers because they didn't move. I would use the WCW. They all came with belts. So yeah. I would use the belts as Intercontinental the tag belts because you only got one belt with your WWE figures. But
learn how to work. Yeah.
Sorry, Luke. I hope you're out there. I bet you're living a class life. You won in the end, I imagine. Mm-hmm. I sense that living well was the best revenge. And he's fine now. But if for the sound of my voice you hear that, and to those that know the toys, I traded the Lex Luger Galoob for a Sergeant Slaughter Hasbro. And you telling your entire pack of Pokemon cards for one story took me to that place.
Should we have a bit of fun with this?
That was my dream draft.
Yeah.
I got who I wanted in that draft.
Let's do a quick, we'll not do all of them, mm-hmm. but let's do a few
okay.
from this draft pool.
It's time to play the game.
Where should this wrestler go in the draft? I am.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Panning up and down. On this list of people, when you're ready, tell me to stop and we'll debate.
Yep.
We'll do four, in fact.
I love this. Stop.
Oh, that doesn't work because he's literally got a title match on next weekend.
Stop.
Okay, I wasn't looking there.
Stop.
Okay. I like this. Mm-hmm. I suppose this sort of relates to the conversation we just had. Jey Uso.
Ooh. Okay. That is interesting.
It'll be a high up pick, won't he?
Yep.
Understandably. So, yeah, he is in a title match as well.
Uh-huh. Right.
But I suppose, you want him and the Bloodline on the same show, really, don't you?
I think you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because then the tension exists about... It's almost a game of chicken, isn't it? Like, if the Bloodline are running roughshod as a way to get over, and they're just bloodying up somebody per week, the route one thing would be... beat up Jey Uso, but Triple H never takes route one, ever.
No.
Right? So in actuality, what they would play with is the idea of like, they've attacked X, Y, and Z, why are they leaving Jey alone? Are they scared?
Yeah.
Are they under orders that we don't know about from the Elders or The Rock or Roman? What is stopping the seemingly obvious from occurring when they've just battered Jimmy, like as a statement, basically, to launch themselves? So they do have to be on the same show. You know what? I'm going to double down on my earlier take. All three of them on Raw. Four of them, including Paul Heyman. Bloodline and Jey Uso, Raw. Monday was a realization of how few big angles that show could potentially have.
Some fun butting heads with the Judgment Day, of course.
What remains?
Who runs the show?
Well, they do for what feels like an increasingly limited time. Yeah, I'll take Raw for Jey Uso, along with the Bloodline, if I can bundle them in as well. I think Adam Pearce takes them, and the SmackDown GM can't remember his name, is almost like, good luck, mate. good luck.
Yeah, do you think they'll face some consequences tonight, or is that just it? They just get traded away? Because they destroyed Kevin Owens. They had the car crash thing last week.
Like, Heyman, I would like to think...
This is the week Heyman tries to say to them, just be on good behaviour tonight.
I would like to think that, like, Heyman has, like alludes to, like, a grand revenge plan that... the SmackDown GM couldn't have seen coming. And then before they get the chance to enact it, they're drafted. And then they think, oh, well, like Adam Pearce is going to be a coward. He's going to be weak. And he's like, and then immediately Adam Pearce says, don't think last week goes unpunished. Like this will be discussed on Monday.
Mm.
Like how will the Bloodline integrate into Monday Night Raw? Something like that. Like it's not going to be smooth sailing for you now you've got the move. Something like that.
Okay.
We're going big, because a little bit of me thinks none of this will occur, but I want to see some big changes. Yeah. I want to see some things getting uprooted.
Okay, next pick.
Stop.
I love you.
Okay, what we got?
I love this person as well. I'm talking about Nia Jax.
Oh, yeah. Huh. Hard to call, because right now I would argue the Raw Women's Division needs Nia Jax more. But maybe the division won't look like that after the draft. So a change is as good as a rest. Let's say she goes to SmackDown.
Nia Jax versus Bayley.
Nia Jax down. Nia Jax Bayley is, in my opinion, I know people like the Ronda match, a lot of people like the Rhea Ripley match now. I still think Nia Jax Bayley from TakeOver London is Nia Jax's best ever match.
Mm.
Run that back for a belt.
I'd love that, yeah. Especially, well, we'll get to some other stuff in due course.
Do it in Glasgow. I was there, 2016. Hey, Bayley. Ooh. Ah. Nia Jax was in the ring on the heel side that night. Run it back. Hydro.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Go again?
Yes. Stop.
Ooh. Just arrived on the main roster.
Mm-hmm.
Mate, hopefully arriving soon. We'll get some NXT call-ups in a second as well. Talking about Bron Breakker.
It's a hard game, this, isn't it, without knowing where so many other people are going? Because you think about who they're going to work with or what they're going to do. I really want Baron Corbin to just jump straight back with him and let's do the Wolf Dogs, let's run that into the ground at 100 miles an hour until, like, you decide from there if you need to split them by turning Bron heel again or have Baron revert to the natural heel role and get Bron up to the next level as a babyface. Sticking on SmackDown, I think. The SmackDown GM liked what he saw and wants to protect one of his new signings. He went to a lot of trouble to sign Bron.
The Jade Cargill Bron Breakker signing seem weird now.
Yeah, so at least show a bit of loyalty to those weeks of storytelling by keeping him.
And you've got ready-made. I know the Street Profits are already facing them, but they're not going to win. You've got ready-made people to take the titles off in A-Town Down Under.
Oh, yeah, like the Wolf Dogs and A-Town Down Under is such a great pairing. Like, we're dreaming, I think, at this point. I think the Wolf Dogs are done, and I think they're going to... I don't think they're done forever. I think the reunion will be double, treble, conditional, goated. But I wish it was now. I think Bron could use it, and I don't think it's happening. But yeah, we'll see. He sticks on SmackDown. GM wants him.
One more to go.
Stop.
L.A. Knight.
Yeah. Raw.
I agree. And I think they might even do an LA Knight Logan Paul match before the draft.
Ooh. What in
So you can the champions are stuck where they are. Challengers aren't.
Here's a one. Try this on.
Go on.
Could Logan Paul,
because he's gonna be on Raw this week. Next week.
I'm thinking long term here, but then I think that's part of like how to best enjoy, engage with Triple H's booking, because there's always the sort of the, some of the big picture stuff is always like relatively clear. And one thing that nobody's really spoken about yet that I'm aware of, could they get the United States title off Logan Paul now-ish in order to prep him for a world, not WWE, a world title match at SummerSlam in Cleveland?
Yeah.
Like, it could be Drew by then, couldn't it? It could be Punk by then. Like, that's the scene, isn't it? Priest, Drew, Punk feel like they've got to be in the mix. Cody will have the WWE title, so you don't need to factor him into the conversation. The draft will be what the draft will be. Could they go with Logan Paul as a very believer? You know what? I came this close against Roman Reigns. I've already held that United States title. I got Pete. They won't cheer him, but it's like, I've got like 50,000, 60,000 strong. Maybe they will cheer him. I don't know. But like, yeah. I've got all these people like, I'm coming home, tell the world I'm coming home. And he actually fights the world title.
I get that, but it does seem a little bit convoluted to have him fight for the title at SummerSlam in Cleveland. If only there was like a thing that he could utilize to call his shot, like, I don't know, some sort of rectangular object that he could grasp and...
got just the thing.
Sorry?
A cuboid shaped bottle of Prime. Prime in the bank. Prime me a river, and he fights CM Punk.
Hey.
He releases a flavour called
Real... wins by guillotine.
He releases a flavour called Real Glass, and it's immediately discontinued.
But what do you reckon?
Punk wins by guillotine, you red bastard. Who are we even talking about?
Logan winning money in the bank to call his shot for Cleveland.
I love it, but is it not more becoming of Logan to just take the moment?
I don't know. You know, he's always been a babyface in my eyes.
So. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and he could just have a money... What flavour is this Prime? Money. I mean, they all just taste like chemicals anyway.
What about this, right?
Feed it to your children, though, obviously.
Never do that. You know when WWE, like, sets something up and then a lot of people ask the salient question, what is that then? And you can tell in the, like, the sort of creative officer, like, I don't know, work out on the day.
Yeah,
like, there's
yeah.
a real sense of, like, oh, I'll figure it out. Like, what if Logan wins Money in the Bank and then, like, hands it to his bottle of Prime mascot, but with YouTubers inside. And then, like, all of a sudden, people would be like, oh, well, like, I show speed was at WrestleMania, KSI was there the year before, but it could be Adam Wilborn. Like, there's any number of people it could be. And then cometh the man, when they decide to put somebody in the Prime bottle, they can just choose their favorite yeah. YouTuber. And it's like, he's waited 6 months, and he, like, rips off the thing, and it's Simon fucking Miller.
Mr. Beast.
I thought you were going to say Mr. Bean. Mr. Beast looking ass. Mr. Bean, it's The Undertaker.
Works for me.
It's a purple bottle of Prime.
There you go.
LTST. Long-term story taker. Sorry, Brian, there's a lot on me. Like,
he's already done one as well, have you seen?
No.
He's already made one for us before the show today.
Oh, what's he done?
I keep forgetting you're not on Twitter. Let me find this for you. Whilst I do that, mm-hmm. There is a Backlash contract signing tonight between AJ Styles and and Cody Rhodes. Mm-hmm. Good to have Cody back on SmackDown, where yeah. he's going to stay because he's stuck.
I'm going to miss him from Raw. I think that 3 hours needs the codester, but we are where we are.
Punk is going to be there, though.
Oh, yeah. Is he here tonight? Is Punk on SmackDown tonight? I feel like I have, I don't know, dreamt this into existence, maybe. Like, he's probably not advertised. I've probably just imagined this.
Yep, he is on telly. I completely forgot. He's going to appear tonight on SmackDown and Monday on Raw.
Well, I don't care about everything else we've discussed.
He's in the draft pool on Monday, I believe.
So he can't be drafted tonight.
No.
But he is on the show. What? What the hell are you doing here? Who's he going to interact with? There's no Drew, ostensibly. Not mm-hmm. yet. There's no Seth. He's out injured. Damian Priest and Cody Rhodes could both be on the show.
Mm-hmm.
CM Punk could give Priest the eyes as if to say, never forget how you won that, mate. I'll be fit as a fiddle soon.
Roman Reigns could be there.
I don't think so, but...
They're going up against the NFL draft, aren't they? So they got...
Oh, so it's going to get absolutely slaughtered.
Probably, like yeah.
Did. Oh, God. All right, then.
Unless they just draft like Tom Brady.
Yep.
Or get the Gronk back.
Pat McAfee's like needle and call. Dance again. Show how excited you were last time.
Well, who should CM Punk interact with on SmackDown roster?
Love this. Love how this came out of nowhere. What was Brian's Photoshop? Sorry, you were searching for it.
Oh, bollocks. Yeah, sorry, I forgot. I was just seeing.
I feel like Punk was another diversion. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I remember what I was going to say. We'll get this out of the way really quickly. They go to sign the contract in the ring. AJ Styles looks confused. I mean, more so than normal. What the hell is this? He's like, I'm not traveling across that straight road all the way to France if I don't know what I'm even doing. And SmackDown GM, can't remember his name, he's in the ring. He's like, what? It's perfectly normal for this PLE. And Cody goes, whoa! He makes his big entrance. AJ's still confused. Cody just reads it straight away, signs a contract. And he's like, come on, AJ. And he's like, well, I don't know what I'm signing, but fine, I guess. And he signs, and then SmackDown GM goes, it's official. Cody Rhodes versus AJ Styles at Backlash in a no-holds-barred match. And the fans are like, whoa, that's going to be, whoa, that's yeah. going to be awesome. And AJ's like, wait a minute, I didn't sign nothing. That turns out, right? The contract was in French, and Cody's been doing Duolingo for the last 6 months knowing that Backlash was going to be in Lyon. So he's read this perfect contract in French. AJ Styles just, what the hell is these pictures all about?
A sans tabou match? What's that mean?
What the hell is un deux trois? What's that got to do with pro wrestling?
Yeah, last man standing match.
Let me find what that's going to be called.
Did you do French at school properly?
The GCSE, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Dernier en mes débuts.
Did you use Route National as the textbook?
I can't remember.
I thought about Route National there. Yeah. It's a good
French. That sounds like a band.
Yeah, like there was music involved in some of it. You could take tapes on sometime and learn French, and there was a song that like I still remember to this day.
Frère Jacques. Frère.
Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah. We had a French teacher who was not on the up and up, and was part of like the moderators or something. So yeah, I'm not going to name him or the school I went to or the time I passed the GCSEs. But
it's fine. Statute of limitations. It's fine.
Yeah, if I was to say to you, "Pas faire autrement, il faut être fou." You would think, wow, how's that one have sex with it? But also you would say, is he fluent? No, he just knew the phrases that would get you extra points in your speaking test, so he taught you them parrot fashion. That phrase means to do anything else, you must be mad. If I went to France and said, pour faire autrement, il faut être fou, they'd be like, wow, this guy must love croissants because to do anything else, you must be mad. And then I'd be like,
¿Qué?
And they're like, that's Spanish, sir. And they were called boots because they were goals.
Ah,
score as many boots as you can. So it was pour faire autrement, il faut être fou. Le week-end dernier, je suis allé Scarborough avec mes amis. J'ai joué au foot sur la plage. Last weekend, I went to Scarborough to play football on the beach with my friends. Never did that once in my entire life.
Allez à la piscine or no?
Dans la bibliothèque. I did go swimming, yes, in the library.
Über die Brücke, that's German.
And we didn't do German. I got no German.
In the Amphel, is at the traffic lights. I remember that for some reason.
Did a year of Spanish, and then...
I never got the chance. I'd love to have done Spanish.
Did 1 year of Spanish, but then noticed I started talking like when Steve McLaren did that press conference, and it was like, what are you doing, mate? Yeah, my French and Spanish were overlapping quite badly, and I was like, that French is just going to get me a frigging A. So we're... sorry, Spanish. See you later, guys.
Sorry, Spanish. I'm just going to go for a big game.
We had a load of French library books, and we had bibliothèque lessons, and it was like... be a little thing in French and like the sort of inside cover French for, I forget what the words are now because I didn't learn them parrot fashion. The words were something like in French, turn to page like 24. Whatever, like, oh, what's this French? This is really, really dry content. Page 24. Flip, 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 flip. Someone's drawn a massive cock and ball.
Get in. Also, I've just seen looking for the SmackDown Punk news.
Yeah.
Earlier on this week, April 23rd, on this day 5 years ago.
Honestly.
Shane McMahon insisted on the announcer calling him the best in the world, if you remember.
Christ. That would be some LTST. He would get right in, was it Greg at the time? Right in Greg's face.
Look at his face. What a bell end.
Already knackered as he goes. Hey, guys.
So I've got the SmackDown roster page open to see who CM Punk could interact with.
Fabulous.
And just so we don't start at the top, I've scrolled down and... bumped into a line of people. No offense to Pete Dunne, but the other three are far more interesting on this line. Paul Heyman, Randy Orton, and Rey Mysterio for
good
Punk
Lord
to interact with. Just walking down a hallway, right?
What if Punk bumped into Rey Mysterio and he's like, I'm really sorry about the stuff with your kids on Aaliyah's birthday. And he's like, I mean, I don't care how half of that turned out. Like, Aaliyah will be grateful.
Yeah.
I wish you'd kick Dominic in the head, quite frankly.
Paul Heyman and CM Punk.
Oh, press a fucking button, man.
Oh my God.
Punk and Jey Uso said, have another moment tonight because it was class. The Raw after WrestleMania when Punk was doing a
heat. Oh, I was throwing shoes into the crowd.
Oh my God.
You could also arguably, because he's reluctant to go out there, but he does have a moment between Triple H and CM Punk. Have they had that on camera or no?
Only if, I don't know what was on camera and what wasn't. I can't remember of the WrestleMania stuff.
Yeah.
They would have definitely had, like, they would have crossed paths in that full ring.
Right, I'm scrolling through the SmackDown page. Let's see who CM Punk's going to interact with / I don't know, go toe-to-toe with on the microphone.
Stop.
Picking on between 1 and 4.
4?
Umberto.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we were all fantasy booking the big line of matches, weren't we?
I suppose the big question surrounding Legado del Fantasma is if they didn't attack, Dragon Lee, who did?
Carlito.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, so, twist.
Okay.
Stop.
Pick a number between 1 and 8.
4.
That would be world champion Cody Rhodes. Like the tease of just like.
Where is it? Where's SmackDown tonight?
I think it's in Ohio. Let me just double check.
Can we get there?
Let me find out what, because obviously the ticket sales have completely fallen off a cliff. They're barely doing 5 figures now. Yes, the Heritage Wank Center in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Well, Cincy.
Yeah, disappointing.
At home away from home.
There's still 700 tickets available, so that means they've only distributed 10,961 for tonight.
Get on Skyscanner. Let's book the flights now. CM Punk. I can't believe that like they're not promoting this. Bless them. Just want to give the other Friday night. They want to give the NFL a chance. Cody and Punk going face to face yet again tonight. Let's have it.
They were last here. If you don't count like the Super Show, last here, January of 2023, did 7,600 fans.
What's the attendance again for tonight?
Basically 11,000.
Wow, 4,000 more tickets. Hot product, man. Mm-hmm. Hot is hot is hot.
In terms of other Backlash matches, because you reminded us in the office earlier, it's next weekend.
Yeah, sure is.
Do you think they add the tag title match, or do they put that on telly? Eitan Down Under after the Street Profits obviously won the four-way last week. And do they put the teased women's tag title match on there as well?
Yes and yes, I think. I don't.
That'd make it big. Jade Cargill winning her first title, basically.
Just last week we were talking about this. Jade and Bianca, I think you hold off them winning the belts, if only because you also need to hold off them splitting up.
Yep.
I mean, no rush for the split to happen, which means the longer you go without them managing to get the belts, the better. But it's massive. It is absolutely massive. The one thing about these 4, 5, maybe even 6 match cards is it's inevitable that it happens this way. But there's a certain, like, it's happened with Dynasty when we were doing the coverage of that. Belts get in the way of fooheads, get in the way of emotional reasons for the wrestlers to fight. There was like 8 title matches or something. And what was the match of the night? Bryan versus Ospreay. Now, of course, it was because of those two wrestlers. But you didn't need a belt. You needed, like, well, who's the best wrestler?
Yeah.
Let's have a fight. And the title, especially in this show, with the exception of Jade and Bianca, realistically, they're all not about, like, emotional things. They're not. It's that Triple H thing. He found the connection between Priest and Jey Uso and Raw, but it wasn't particularly like enticing. The interesting thing,
for a bit, yeah.
Yeah. The interesting thing is that Jey Uso's got a title shot free from all the distractions of everything else. Can he get it done? It's a title match. AJ Styles and Cody Rhodes is by definition I fought to become the number one contender, not I don't like you. They could say some stuff to each other tonight. They could both say, look, I was the best Bullet Club guy. No, I was the best Bullet Club, whatever. But it's about the belt, isn't it?
Mm.
That's what AJ's done. He's won a tournament. Jade and Bianca, at very least, have this outstanding feud with Damage Katara. They beat them at WrestleMania, so they could basically say, like, the uncrowned champions. So I would put it on the card, but it's shortcut stuff. Like, what is this? What is SmackDown or Raw at the moment? And you have the draft to try and knock this together. What has it got that's actually got a bit of juice?
That's the thing. I think this is what it's going to be. It's going to be a catalyst of, like, you just think you can turn up here on this new show and be the cock of the walk sort of thing.
I'll beat you and Leon. Yeah, mate, it needs it. I think it needs at least one match that just exists because two people don't like each other. Like, Liv Morgan and Becky Lynch has got hatred attached to it now. But that would have to be for the belt. You can't run that and it not be for the title now. But Liv Morgan should be wanting to, like, Just basically smash Becky Lynch worse than Nia Jax ever did on every Raw now. That's got potential hatred, but you can't have the title match straight away, can you? So, I don't know. Use the draft. Give me a match that's actually a match because they hate each other.
Mm. And speaking of title matches, there was a big one in the main event last week that was ruined by Tiffany Stratton. Triple threat Backlash.
That feels...
Bayley, Naomi and Tiff.
Feels very Backlash, that, doesn't it? Yeah. Bayley retains again. It's not, like, the match should be pretty good, to be honest. Like, Tiffany Stratton has probably on balance been my favorite. She's been my favorite female wrestler of 2023 in WWE. Probably. Like, there's more memorable performances from what limited exposure she's had in the main roster. I know that a couple of those early SmackDown TV tapings had those, like, dangerous moments, a couple of whiffs and stuff on, like, the best moves or whatever. But I'm just, when she's in there and it's physical, I just think she's competing on a different level to most of us. So I would actually go for that for France, and just, I don't even think Tiffany Stratton needs to win, but Bailey probably pins Naomi to retain.
Yeah, I think you're right.
You protect the singles.
I agree.
Much.
And then Tiff has to go and win Money in the Bank for me.
Yes. Like, of all of your pitches, and there are typically 20 a week, I think that's my favourite for Money in the Bank. Tiffany Stratton, Money in the Bank. Big pink Barbie briefcase that she carries around and continues to, like, build her, like, aura, for the want of a better phrase, as kind of like an uncrowned champion figure while she waits for the cash-in. Yes, 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 yes.
One of the best recent NXT call-ups, Tiffany Stratton, of course. Mm-hmm. We are anticipating more call-ups, Mello, Ilya, etc.
Yep.
We've sort of talked a lot about them coming up across the podcast. Mm-hmm. Ilya feels fated to be on the same show as Gunther, for example.
Yep.
Which I think would be class, and whether you factor them into the new look Imperium or whatever, we'll probably talk about that.
If you take Cage Match seriously, and I half do, half don't, they have Ilya Dragunov versus Gunther from the BT Sports Studio, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
As the best WWE match ever. If it's not the best, it's in the top three. They have Gunther versus Ilya from the NXT TakeOver when you had a bit of a crowd back. Also in there, they have Gunther versus Tyler Bate from TakeOver UK. Yeah. Way up there. They love it. Right, that brand of work is the preserve of, like, hipsters, general wrestling fans, whatever. They could run Gunther versus Ilya at Bash at Berlin a week before All In and try and steal the work rate conversation.
Ooh.
I think they're going to go to the same show. They're going to be... it's going to be that thing where, like... when are they going to be on camera together? For weeks and weeks and weeks, nobody's going to... why is nobody talking about this? It's like, Ely's going to be over there, Gunther's going to be over there, and then, I don't know, 5 weeks pass or something. And then you're going to get it. It's going to be a locker room thing, or it's going to be that, like, gorilla shot where they're like, oh, Jesus Christ, they're right, they're such now.
Yeah.
It's on, it's fucking on. I think the fever for that match, I think there's a section of the WWE fan base that don't even know how much they're going to want that.
Mm.
And they're going to let that simmer and build until, like, every sort of part of the community, the bubble on X, us on podcasts, like, somebody that just watches TV and wants to be instructed by what they're saying on TV as a way to care, by the time that match comes, everybody's going to come too.
So, yeah, Ilya's going to move up. Mello, it feels like, guaranteed to go into SmackDown. Sort of they've already sort of, soft launch him on there. But who else from NXT... you get one more.
Oh, okay.
For tonight.
All right.
Do it again on Monday, obviously, on the Raw preview.
Thank you.
Usual rules. Who is going to be the NXT call-up?
Can I ask
the obvious ones?
Can I ask for a caveat here? Because I can't see the screen, but you can. If I land on somebody in a stable, can the whole stable come?
Yes.
Or team or whatever.
Yeah.
I will take that right. Stop.
Okay. You've got a number between 1 and 8.
6.
Okay. Bit busy at the moment. Right. She's, in fact, cornering someone in an NXT Underground match. It's Carmen Petrovic.
I like her a lot. Shayna gave her a lot on Tuesday. I'm going to twist.
Okay.
Stop.
1 to 8.
1.
I can say if you'd had 5, you'd have had Luca Crucifino.
Oh, and who would he bring along?
But business is about to pick up on the main roster.
Mm-hmm.
Kiana James.
Oh.
This is a real tricky one, isn't it?
Because the third twist, for those that don't know Pro Evo rules... I'm stuck with the third twist, and I like the idea of Kiana James. You know what? I'm going to twist, but here's why. I'd like to see Kiana James on the main roster, but we are holding on to a dream, not even by our fingernails at this point, by the stubs where our fingernails used to be, that one day Fallon Henley and Brooks Jensen will just finally get it together. And I want, when that does happen, somehow Kiana James will be like, no, no, wait! Out of the way, you! Enough! And like...
So it's all on this one.
Her then. And, for those uninitiated, like, her and Kiana James and Fallon Henley, it's kind of like Moxley and Omega. Yeah? Legacy stuff.
Yeah.
Increased stakes. Nastier violence. The feeling that they will always be drawn together by
the... Did she have a lights out match? Who had a lights out match?
Wendy Chu and Tiffany Stratton, and they just literally turned the lights out. Because Wendy Chu likes to sleep.
Oh, and Gigi Dolin and Blair Davenport had one as well.
Okay,
I was trying to remember the other one.
As long as Gigi Dolin was into paint. Right, twist. One last go. One last go.
Okay, I've gone to the bottom, and there's...
Why was there no Gigi Dole and Ariana Grace this week on Spring Break? And you
save it all for next week. God, so much on that bloody show.
Yeah,
so
right.
Bloody stacked.
It's too stacked, wasn't it? Yeah.
Right, I've gone to the bottom here, and I'm looking at Dwayne Johnson's best mate.
Okay.
At the end of the roster list.
No, thank you, sir.
I'm scrolling up.
Stop.
Okay. Oh, here we go. 1-8.
3.
Ooh, this could be an interesting one.
Okay.
You have chosen. Uh-huh. Well, just to clarify, you didn't say 2, did you?
No.
And you didn't say 4, did you?
No.
You said 3. No, Amdar! The metaphor of going to the main roster!
Yes. Yes, 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 I am in.
Last legend. Or immense. Like, ah.
The entrance is great. They're dumbasses. but Triple H likes his 3 dudes and a chick. And like as a result, you've always got about 6 different stables to feud with. Like, it's a bit annoying, actually, that Mega Glove have gone the other way to NXT, because straight away it's like, well, there you go. But I guess, like, Lashley, B-Fab, and the Street Profits, the metaphor could help Austin Theory and Grayson Waller retain and thus kick off a feud with Lashley, the Street Profits, and B-Fab.
And don't forget Jakara Jackson as well.
Yeah, of course. So, like, two men, two women in the metaphor, but it's a great act. Terrific aesthetic. Wrestling's not a great deal. That's right now.
Not really a priority to me, wrestling. Gotta be honest.
It can be. It can be. But it's at the right time and place. You know where the right time and place of wrestling was? AEW Dynasty. Elements of WWE Backlash France, full name. WrestleMania.
Yep.
In part.
That was in Philly, but yeah.
Certain sections of the Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
Never, ever, 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 ever the mid-card of Dynamite. There's loads of places where I want good wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
I do not care as relates to the metaphor. Dress up as other wrestlers.
Yes.
And piss about.
Great part.
They're in.
Let us know your thoughts ahead of SmackDown tonight.
What's Brian's
then?
Photoshop?
Oh, for God's sake, I keep forgetting. Sorry.
Right. Follow him on Twitter when Wilbon pulls the handle up. For those that still don't know, Brian does a Photoshop for us. We have got the best and nicest listeners. Like, you've got friggin' Jose Palmaras and Adam Blair in charge of the...
Data.
On Ladies' Night. You've got my good friend, Matt Raines, who is the number one Sidgwick mega fan, who, like, typically hosts what he named as the Legends Lounge, which is just an excuse for a bunch of listeners to come together and share what they're drinking of a Friday night.
Uh-huh.
Even though we only realised about 2 years into it that we're on different time zones and he's not live sitting in a pub when he posts it. Mm-hmm. But he does it at our time, our pub time, which is nice of him. So many people contribute, so many people offer help, and Brian has become the SmackDown correspondent.
Yes.
Given increasingly preposterous tasks because of the nonsense we spout on this podcast. And now he's been proactive and making stuff before we even record.
Yeah.
It's lovely. It's very nice.
Brian Vedig, but with a W.
Yeah.
I've learned that.
On X.
BRIAN_WEDIG.
Creative genius.
It's a 3-part of this. Simpsons adjacent.
Oh, my God.
What have we got here?
SmackDown.
That's a cross.
Preview. Ohio, I guess.
OH.
Draft night one is, yeah, okay.
We are at Skyline Chili.
We're at Skyline Chili. So me and Wilborn are eating Skyline Chili. I love it.
Super Nintendo Chalmers and
Skinner.
Skinner.
I absolutely love that. I wish I was doing that.
Yeah. Lots to look forward to tonight.
There is.
Mm.
Despite what we discussed.
Let us know your thoughts ahead of SmackDown on X at WhatCultureWWE. Watch they can follow both of us. You can follow Michael Hamflett at
Michael Hamflett.
Follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE, as I said. Make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from, for daily wrestling podcasts. Me and Sid will be here later on today to preview AEW Collision. And me, Hamflett, and Phil will be back to do wrestling culture with a hashtag bloody good quiz later on. But yeah, looking forward to SmackDown tonight. The WWE draft begins. CM Punk's going to be on the show as a Backlash contract signing. Is Tiffany Stratton going to get a title match? And will the Bloodline face consequences?
SmackDown preview. It's got all this And technically tonight, Adam Pearce. And so much more.
We'll see you soon.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.